All right, Brother Russell's here, so we can go ahead and get started. I normally wait on him to get in here. But for the last week or so, the thought's been on my mind about voices. So if you got your Bibles, go ahead and turn to John chapter number 10. John chapter number 10. And I got to thinking about that. And what got me on that track was I heard a clip, a podcast that I was listening to. And I'll tell you about it a little bit later. But I got to thinking about in life right now, where we're at, there are so many, there are thousands of voices and distractions that are bothering us every day. You know, everything that from what you see on TV to what's on your phone to what's in your workplace, but it's just a multitude of things that are out there and things that we can listen to and everybody's opinion, and they're all, what are they all trying to do? They're all trying to get our attention and to get us to lean with them. And I thought about the distractions. You know, when we hear those voices, are we listening to them? And they're distractions to us. And they come in. But we live in a society right now that we constantly have to be entertained. You know, if you find quiet time in today's society, quiet time equals you're bored. It's bored. You're a boring person if you just sit down and have some quiet time, some time to yourself. You're boring. You just let go to the doctor's office. Okay. Does anybody talk sitting in the doctor's office anymore? Brother Tim's pointing over here. But, you know, most of the time you go in there and it's quiet. It's quiet in the doctor's office. What is everybody doing? They're all sitting here like this waiting on their name to be called. I had to go for a follow-up Monday over my last follow-up, thank God, from my sinus surgery. So I'm sitting in there and it's full. And everybody I looked at had their nose down in their phone. We're almost about to lose the ability to communicate with each other because of telephones. I'll be down in the shop, which is right below the house, and instead of my wife hollering at me, she'll send a text. You know, come down there and see what I'm doing. She don't really want to come down there. She don't want to know what's going on in there. It's dirty down there. And then she would want to, that's a good idea. I don't want her down there. So she'd just send me those texts because then she'd want to move stuff around and clean it up and I'd never find anything. But we've got all these distractions and everything that's going on in our lives. And some people that even when you're talking to them face to face, you ever wonder if they're listening to you? You know, when what's those smiles about over there? When you're talking to somebody and you wonder, are they even hearing what I'm saying? Now, I'm guilty of that a whole lot with Christy because she'll say something to me and she'll say, you're not hearing a thing I'm saying. I can repeat back everything that she said, but sometimes she's absolutely right. I did not hear what she said. I heard the words. I could repeat them back, but I was busy looking at something else. But sometimes I think we get too busy to hear God's voice in our lives. Sometimes I think we get too busy for that. And the things that He wants to talk to us. I mean, God spoke all the time, and He's still speaking today. He spoke all throughout the Old Testament, throughout the New Testament. He's talking to us in everyday life. And I had somebody say, well, how do you hear God's voice? I say, it's right here. Does it not say that this was inspired by Him and breathed by Him? This is His voice. So if you want to hear God's voice, you've got to get into His Word. We've got to look into His Word, and we've got to have that relationship with Him. I thought about Adam and Eve. And, you know, Eve was so distracted by just one voice. How do we ever think that we're going to make it with everything else that's around us if we're not totally and 100% focused in on God? John chapter 10, verse number 27. Bible says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. They follow me." So tonight I want us to look at the four W's of the voice. The first one we're going to look at is the what voice. Can we even hear God? Sometimes in life I don't think that we can. You know, we get things going on in our life. Like I said, Eve listened to the wrong voice. So what voice are you even listening to? I remember when I played ball, when I was playing basketball and stuff, on the way home, my dad would be like, "Did you not hear what I was telling you?" No, I didn't. There was one person in a gymnasium of all the noise that was going on that I could hear. Who do you think that was? That was my coach. You know, I knew I was going to get to hear about everything else all the way home, so I didn't need to listen to that at that point. But I was listening. I could hear my coach was the only person when I would be on the basketball court that I would even hear. They did a study one time talking about the voices and the voice that you have the relationship with. They did a study. They had a room full of 100 couples. And what they did was they would pick either the husband or the wife, and they would blindfold one of them. The other one would go to another point in the room and just start calling their spouse's name. Everybody in that room was calling out their spouse's name. So can you imagine all of the noise going on in there? But guess what? The husband and wife couple, every time found without problem their spouse. Even with all that noise going on. So the voice that you have the relationship is what voice that we need to be listening to. That's the voice that we need to be hearing. As I looked at that a little bit more, our wrong affections, whatever we have more affection for than God, that's going to be the voice that we listen to. So we need to be careful where we have our affections. In John 10, 24 through 26, let's just back up there a few verses. It says, "Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not my sheep, as I said unto you." So to hear that what voice, we're going to have that personal relationship. We're going to have to believe in Jesus Christ. He's going to have to be our relationship that we have. There. The next voice is the where voice. And the where voice is our final destination of that voice that we're following. Anybody use GPS? You know, some of us couldn't get to the mailbox without having GPS. We got to know where we're going. We've got to listen. We've got to tune in to that voice and know where it's at and where it wants us to go to. How many watched the Super Bowl? And how many saw the He Gets Us commercials? The He Gets Us. Well, I watched that, and I watched the He Gets Us, and I saw the first one come on. I was like, man, they're talking about Jesus in the Super Bowl. Okay? Does anybody know what He Gets Us is? Has anybody looked into that other than me in here to check that out? It sounds real good up on the surface. He gets us. Yeah, Jesus gets us. I started looking at their article. I looked them up and started going down through there. And about the second thing it said is Jesus is inclusive. And I got to thinking about that. I said, Jesus is inclusive. Yeah, He is. He is inclusive. He'll include you if you choose to follow Him. He'll include us. Right? He's not just all inclusive because of who you are. Oh, I was made that way. Well, no. He's inclusive when you follow Him. And we got to be careful about where that voice is coming from that we hear. Because a lot of stuff sounds good on the surface until we start looking into it. The Bible says in 2 Timothy, so I wouldn't be flipping around, I put some of these. Says in 2 Timothy, for there will come a time when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. So we got to think about that. Where is that voice coming from? What is the motive behind where that voice is that we're hearing? Because I tell you what, after I studied about what he gets us is, it scared me, because there's going to be some folks that are going to look at that and take that. It's got great message up front, but it's not very rich in the gospel when you start looking at it. I challenge you to go check that out and see what you think about that, because I'm pretty sure after seeing it in the Super Bowl, that's going to become a big movement that we're going to have to be looking at. Number three, the wind voice. Are you listening for momentary happiness, or are we listening to that voice for long-term journey? Or for long-time joy, I'm sorry. When we listen to the voice, is it just the happiness that it brings us right now? I mean, you can go to a birthday party or somewhere like that and be happy for a little while you're there, but do you have that joy that comes with hearing the voice of God? People walk away all the time from things, from families, from children, spouses, because they say, I'm not happy. You ever heard that? Well, that just doesn't make me happy. Well, Jesus didn't promise us that we would be happy. But he did promise us that we could have joy in our lives when we follow him and listen to his voice. It's a joyful life when we're following what the voice of Jesus Christ is. Our happiness is based on our circumstances, but joy is based on what is in our heart. In 1 Peter 1:8 says, whom having not seen, yet love, in whom thou now see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. We've not seen that voice, but we can hear that voice. And when we're following that voice, we can have joy, the Bible says, even though we haven't seen it. The last voice is the why voice that I want to talk about. Is what is our priorities in listening to the voice? Why do we listen to God's voice? Do we listen to the voice to gain the things that we want? Have you ever seen those folks that listen to God and get real close to God when there's something they're working for or trying to get? But then when that comes to fruition, where do they go? Why are we doing what we did? Or are we looking to the world's voice? Because, man, if you want to, in the society we live in right now, you can about do whatever you want to, and you're going to find somebody that will affirm what you're doing and tell you it's okay. You can find those folks out there that are willing to come alongside you. I mean, it's sometimes it's getting so bad that we don't even like to use the word sin, because that's, you know, that might offend somebody. What's the Bible call it? The Bible calls it sin. He don't call it a shortcoming or something like that. He calls it sin, and that's what it is. But we can find those people if we're looking. Are we looking to Jesus for the truth that's going on in our lives? The why voice that you have will determine your who voice, which will determine your where voice. So when we're listening to God because we want to be on the right track, it's going to determine all those others. Last week, I don't know if you all have ever heard of David Gibbs Jr. Anybody ever heard of him? He is the founder and president of the Christian Law Association. He is also an evangelist. And I was listening to one of his podcasts, and he was talking about flying. He said he had been to Anchorage, Alaska, and had just finished up a case in Anchorage, Alaska. He said, so him and his lawyer friend that was with him up there, his partner, said we got to the airport there, said they were out in the Aleutian Islands. So we got to the airport there in the Aleutian Islands and said, you know, most of the stuff is like bush flying where you just hop from island to island, that kind of stuff. He said we got to that airport and said we had tickets on a plane to get to Anchorage. He said, well, the pastor from the local church came over and he said, Brother David, said, I have tickets. He said, I've got my plane out here. Said, I'm going to Anchorage. He said, why don't you just save your money and go with me? And he said, I was like, I've already paid for my tickets. So I'm just going to fly on the plane. He said, but he insisted that he fly back to Anchorage with him. And he said, against everything that was within me, I agreed to get on this plane with him. He said, so me and my buddy load our stuff up in the plane. So we take off and said, we walk out of the little airport there and said, I looked at the plane and said, well, at least it's shiny and clean. That's one good thing. He said, so we taxied out onto the runway and said the plane was running okay. He said, we got out and said, we started down the runway and said, we lifted off. Said the liftoff was fine. The liftoff was smooth. He said, about 300 or 400 feet up in the sky, said the pastor that was piloting the plane looked over at me and said, oh no, this is not good. He said, I went, what do you mean this is not good? He said, well, I can't fly in clouds and we're fixing to go into the clouds. He said, I went, what do you mean you can't fly in the clouds? He said, the clouds make me pass out. He said, the clouds make you do what? And he said, with about the time I said that, he said his eyes rolled back in his head, said his head fell over to the side, said he started mumbling, Jesus help us. He said, I want you to get this picture. He said, I'm a lawyer and a preacher. I'm not a pilot. The guy behind me is just a lawyer. Said he's not even a preacher. He said, so we've got this guy that is laying across, supposed to be piloting this plane from the Aleutian Islands to Anchorage. He said, he's out cold. I know nothing about flying. He said, we looked and said there was a radio there. And he said, I picked the radio up, handed it to my buddy and said, I was shaking the pastor saying, you got to wake up so I can kill you. He said that we don't know any airplane etiquette. He said, so my buddy says, what do I say? He said, I don't know. I don't care. Said, say something. Said, so his buddy starts saying, hello, hello. Said, nothing. He said, I noticed a dial beside the microphone. Said, so I twisted the dial. Said, my buddy say, hello, hello. We'd wait. Said, nothing. Said, we twisted again. And said, finally, we clicked it and said, I went, hello, hello. And said, a voice came back on the radio and said, hello, hello. Do y'all not know any radio etiquette? And he said, I went, man, we don't know nothing. Said, we're on this plane. Said, we got a passed out pilot. I'm a preacher and a lawyer, and our pilot is passed out. We don't know nothing. Said, about that time, my buddy in the back said, we're going to die, aren't we? He said, I went, there's a very good chance of that. So the guy that was on the other radio said, well, I'm flying a freighter out of Alaska, out of Anchorage. Said, let me circle so our radio frequencies don't get out of range. He said that the guy flying the freighter said, let me see if I can get a hold of Anchorage Emergency. Maybe they can help you. He said, so as I was waiting for him to come back on, said he didn't come back on, said, but the Anchorage Emergency came on, said there was a voice, said, I understand you're in a plane and your pilot is passed out and you don't know what to do. He said, you are absolutely correct. I don't know what to do. Said the voice on the other end said, well, this is Anchorage Airport. He said, I'm here to get you home. He said, but what you have to promise me you're going to do is listen to my voice. He said, I went, yes, sir, I'll listen to your voice. He said, the guy came back on the radio and he said, I want you to understand, I see people crash and burn all the time because they don't listen to my voice. You've got to listen to my voice. He said, I was like, okay, I've already told you. I'm going to listen to your voice. Tell me what to do. Said, then the next thing he said, I'll never forget. He said, he came back on the radio and he said, first, I've got to find you. He said, so now I'm thinking, we're in this airplane flying through Alaska. I've never been to Alaska. Mom and Dad's been, and there's mountains everywhere. They brought back pictures. So, I mean, think about this. He said, we're in the clouds. We can't see nothing. He said, I'm thinking we're going to be okay. But then the guy that's on the other end of the radio says, I've got to find you first. And I got to thinking about that after he was talking about it. Man, is that not how we are? God finds us wherever we're at. And it's going to be our choice whether to listen to the voice or not. He said in just a few minutes, so the guy came back on the radio. He said, okay, I've got you. Said, you are about 4 minutes from a mountain that you're fixing to crash into. He said, but if you'll listen to my voice, said, I'll get you through this. He said, it's going to take about an hour and a half to get you to Anchorage. Said, you've got to listen and do everything I say. Said, whenever I tell you, you have to do that. He said, the guy said, you're fixing to go into some weather that's rough. He said, don't look outside the plane to see what's going on around you. He said, you listen to my voice. I thought, man, is that not how our lives are? You know, a lot of times we get to going and we get to looking at what's coming out over here or what's coming from over here. We might want to listen to these people over here. He said, as we were flying along, he said, we flew. Said it. He said, the radio controller said, I'm going to freeze all traffic on the radio so it's just us talking. He said, so the radio went silent for a long time after my last instruction. He said, my pilot still passed out and said he's still sitting over there going, Jesus, help us, Jesus, help us. He said, after a while of flying, said he came back on the radio and he said, Mr. Gibbs, said you're approaching Anchorage. Said I'm going to start talking you to the ground. Said when you come in to the Anchorage airport here in just a minute, I'm going to start lining you up. He said you're going to see some lights come on. He said when those lights come on, they're going to be in the shape of a cross. And I thought, man, I was about to holler listening to this, thinking about life and things that are going on. And who is our hope? Is Jesus Christ. He said the lights at the end of the runway are going to be in the shape of a cross. He said, when you see those lights come on, when you see those lights, he said, you start getting ready for next instructions. And he said, I radioed him back, said, I see the lights. I see the lights. And said, he talked me down to the ground, said, I landed that airplane. He said, well, actually, I landed it about seven times down that runway as we came into the stop. And he said, when I got it stopped, said the controller came on, he said, Mr. Gibbs, I want to thank you for listening to my voice. Said, you can't see me. He said, but I could see you. And as long as you, I promised you, as long as you listen to my voice, I will get you home. I will get you back here. And I thought about that's us with Christ. He said that the controller went on and he said, I've seen people that would look out at the storm. People that didn't listen to my voice said they crash and burn here all the time. Said, I just thank you for listening to my voice. He said, well, he finally got out of the airport and said he went to his hotel room. He said about 4 o'clock in the morning, said there was a on his door. He said, I got up and thought, who in the world is that? He said, I opened the door up and said, the guy said, Mr. Gibbs. He said, I went, you're the voice. And said, I grabbed and hugged that guy. And I thought, man, one of these days, we're going to get to see the voice. One day after a while, we'll get to see the voice that has brought us through this old world. Man, that's all I've got tonight. Does anybody have a word?